Inside an office complex near San Francisco, one of the 10 most powerful computers in the world hums and blinks in a dark glass chamber. Known as the render farm, the computer represents the final stage in a Pixar movie. It takes the millions of equations that the studio's animators have created to control each character and crunches them down into individual frames of film. Pixar are now one of the most successful film studios in the history of the cinema. But Pixar employees become visibly disturbed by the suggestion that sheer computing power might be the secret of what is to their rivals their puzzling success. In Hollywood, though, trying to figure out Pixar's secret has become a matter of panicky necessity. Since 1995, the company has had an unbroken record of triumphs, as popular with critics as the box office. This has resulted in not just 7, but a staggering 17 Oscars and millions of dollars for the studio. Telling a story in animated form requires a particularly bizarre kind of personality, an equal mix of childishness and enormous quantities of patience. Employees admit that it is a tedious job. They work on something for 2 years for maybe less than 2 minutes of film. If you're not a patient kind of person, you just can't take it. And obsessive secrecy characterizes the studio's attitude to its future releases, so it is impossible for animators to talk about what they're working on now. What they can tell you, however, is that it is so difficult to create animated characters which are realistic that it is pointless even trying. Computer animation's best characters are strictly symbolic representations. This is probably because profound emotions are not always best conveyed by characters who appear to be real creatures. Strangely enough, for a company that appears to have discovered some kind of magic formula, their film, The Incredibles, seems to dispense with everything it has done before. This is because the main characters are all human, rather than animals or other creatures. The film also lasts for 2 full hours, and many shots are slow or completely still. But what will surprise viewers most of all is not the story, but the message the film sends out. Every Pixar film has a message, and in this film, it seems to be that some people are just better than others, and their resentful inferiors should just accept the fact that this is the way things are. The Pixar doctrine seems to be that if a story really is good enough, it will reach everybody, not just children. And even the jokes that younger viewers miss will somehow enhance their experience of the film. Children live in an adult world and are used to hearing things they don't understand. So part of what makes life interesting is trying to figure things out. So putting things like jokes they don't understand in a movie is fine. Overall, what is special about Pixar is that their appeal is universal. And somehow, it seems that they can do no wrong.
Now listen to the recording again.
Inside an office complex near San Francisco, one of the 10 most powerful computers in the world hums and blinks in a dark glass chamber. Known as the render farm, the computer represents the final stage in a Pixar movie. It takes the millions of equations that the studio's animators have created to control each character and crunches them down into individual frames of film. Pixar are now one of the most successful film studios in the history of the cinema. But Pixar employees become visibly disturbed by the suggestion that sheer computing power might be the secret of what is to their rivals their puzzling success. In Hollywood, though, trying to figure out Pixar's secret has become a matter of panicky necessity. Since 1995, the company has had an unbroken record of triumphs, as popular with critics as the box office. This has resulted in not just 7, but a staggering 17 Oscars and millions of dollars for the studio. Telling a story in animated form requires a particularly bizarre kind of personality, an equal mix of childishness and enormous quantities of patience. Employees admit that it is a tedious job. They work on something for 2 years for maybe less than 2 minutes of film. If you're not a patient kind of person, you just can't take it. And obsessive secrecy characterizes the studio's attitude to its future releases, so it is impossible for animators to talk about what they're working on now. What they can tell you, however, is that it is so difficult to create animated characters which are realistic that it is pointless even trying. Computer animation's best characters are strictly symbolic representations. This is probably because profound emotions are not always best conveyed by characters who appear to be real creatures. Strangely enough, for a company that appears to have discovered some kind of magic formula, their film, The Incredibles, seems to dispense with everything it has done before. This is because the main characters are all human, rather than animals or other creatures. The film also lasts for 2 full hours, and many shots are slow or completely still. But what will surprise viewers most of all is not the story, but the message the film sends out. Every Pixar film has a message, and in this film it seems to be that some people are just better than others, and their resentful inferiors should just accept the fact that this is the way things are. The Pixar doctrine seems to be that if a story really is good enough, it will reach everybody, not just children, and even the jokes that younger viewers miss will somehow enhance their experience of the film. Children live in an adult world and are used to hearing things they don't understand. So part of what makes life interesting is trying to figure things out. So putting things like jokes they don't understand in a movie is fine. Overall, what is special about Pixar is that their appeal is universal. And somehow, it seems that they can do no wrong.